Are you committed to investing your money? I hope you answered yes to all these questions. And don't worry if you don't actually have the money or the spare time or the knowledge just yet. If you are committed to giving this a try, I will help you get there. Remember, you are not doing this for me, you're doing it for you. As you work through this book, I encourage you to not only read, but also internalize every concept. Don't simply pass your eyes over the words without understanding the concept behind what I'm talking about. Reread sections if you need to. Ask other experienced investors about the topics. Share the lessons you're learning with your significant other as you digest them. Question everything I say and do whatever is necessary to have it make sense in your own mind. And take your time. A little about me. If you do this, Brandon, you're going to go broke, be homeless, and ruin your life. Please reconsider. Now, this was not the response I was hoping for when I finally told my parents I wasn't going to go to law school, despite months of studying and a strong score on the law school entrance exam. Instead, I had set my sights on becoming a real estate investor. I've been raised in a go to school, get a great job with a great company, and be responsible sort of household. You know, I can't fault my parents for that mentality. After all, this is how they themselves have been raised. My parents are incredible people who simply wanted the best for me, but I needed to do things differently. The path I had in mind was neither better nor worse, just different. My entrepreneurial itch led me to the fascinating world of real estate investing, and specifically to rental properties. The idea of using my own creativity in place of cash to build passive income exhilarated me. However, my ambitions hit an almost immediate roadblock with my parents' warning of catastrophic failure. My tenants wouldn't pay, they feared. I'd have to deal with evictions. I would lose all my money, lose my properties, end up on the street, start dealing meth, and for good measure, probably end up killing someone in a bar fight. All because I wanted to be a real estate investor. At that point, I was forced to face my future head on. Do I abandon my newly discovered dreams and come back to earth? Should I suck it up, stop complaining, and go to law school? After all, my parents had a point. A good law education pretty much guaranteed a good job. A good job meant stability. Real estate, on the other hand, didn't seem very stable. What if my tenants wouldn't pay? What if I had to deal with an eviction? How could I survive? Before giving up and accepting what seemed to be my fate, I turned to the only source I knew at the time to ask, Google, which brought me to this brand new website called Bigger Pockets. Suddenly, a switch flipped in my brain. There on the screen were other aspiring and practicing investors with the same questions and concerns. And more importantly, there were answers. My entrepreneurial ambitions didn't necessarily mean I would end up a meth dealer wanted for murder. My quest for knowledge brought me to Bigger Pockets, for which I now blog, design, write, teach, network, and help out however I can. But that is a story for another day. In short, I had discovered that all my questions had answers. There was hope. Financial freedom was not just a buzzword late-night charlatans used to sell their programs. Financial freedom was a real thing, enjoyed by millions of people all around the world. And I wanted it with every ounce of my being. So I confronted my parents' concerns, quit my job, walked away from my law school application, and jumped into full-time real estate investing, acquiring dozens of rental units over the next decade. You know, I just turned 30 this year, and I'm not a multimillionaire. I don't drive a Tesla yet, and I definitely don't spend my life on the beach, though I do enjoy an occasional vacation. What I do have, however, is financial freedom. Because of my real estate investments, I'm able to live the kind of life I choose, not one just given to me. As I continue to earn more money, I can pour that extra income into additional investments. My current investments are allowing me to buy more investments, a concept known as exponential growth, and it's freaking awesome. Thanks to my rental properties, I'm creating an awesome future for myself, my wife, and our future children. Most real estate authors and gurus tend to be reluctant about sharing information about their personal investments, but I say, screw that. As of today, I have 44 units spread out over about a dozen properties, both single family and multifamily. In the beginning, I worked hard to acquire them, and now I try to pick up a few new ones every year. My wife and I manage the properties ourselves, splitting the duties and sharing in the rewards. To help us keep our life sane and manageable, we collaborate with some great individuals, including an incredible part-time office manager, numerous contractors, and other valuable professionals. We buy nice stuff, but we don't overdo it. We travel a lot, but in a modest way. We hang out with our friends and family every chance we can, and we absolutely enjoy life to the fullest. Real estate has been a major contributor to our lifestyle design, and furthermore, I'm not done with my journey. I'm not writing this book from the position of, back in the day, this is how it was